Hey everybody, it's Victoria Miller, and we'll here welcome you to the first episode of the second annual March Madness of Music here at Sterling. I'm here with Amir, Khadija, and Josh, and we're here with the Powerful Women's Bracket today.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
So, first matchup, Beyonce versus Christina Aguilera. What do you guys think of it?
I think Beyonce should win single-handedly, like, pretty easily, like, I don't know. First of all, it's because it's Beyonce and she's just a lot bigger of a name, but I think her music is a lot better than Christina's, so, yeah.
I agree.
I think Beyonce is the most powerful woman on the bracket, so this is her place to shine. She's gonna win.
Well, I guess it's up to the viewers to decide, so why don't we kick it off right now with Single Ladies. And that was Beyonce with Single Ladies. First song of our first bracket is the 1 vs. 8. Beyonce, our first seed. Christina Aguilera, our eighth. We're going to send it over to Josh, who has a little bit of extra information about Beyonce.
Beyonce is also a writer. She wrote the book Eat, Pray, Love in 2011. And she also became the first non-athlete supermodel to cover Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue in 2007.
So not only a powerful singer, but also involved in writing and a little bit of modeling. Cool. Starting now, her second song on our playlist is Irreplaceable.
I built, well, baby, they're tumbling down, and they didn't even put up a fight, they didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened, every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your grace. Baby, I can see your halo. You know you're my saving. through my darkest night. You're the only one that I want, think I'm addicted to your light. I swore I'd never fall again, but this don't even feel like falling. Gravity can't forget to pull me back to the ground again. It's like I've been awakened, every rule I had you break it. Gonna shut you out.
That was Beyonce's Halo, and before that we had Irreplaceable. Then that does it for our first half of our first lineup. Coming back after this break, we're going to start with Christina Aguilera.
You're listening to Sterling High School Radio. Home of the Nights.
We'll be right back.
we're back from a very unexpected power outage.
Show must go on.
I agree. Let's get the ball rolling with Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed.
And that was Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. And with that song, we close out our first bracket, the 1 versus 8 bracket of Beyonce and Christina. Our next bracket up is 5 versus 4, Janet Jackson and Mariah Carey. Guys, what do you think with this bracket coming up?
I think Mariah is definitely going to take it.
Mariah, why Mariah?
Because a lot of her songs are more familiar to our class, or like our grade levels, than Janet Jackson, even though she's great too.
I think the matchup is sort of a toss-up. I want to say Mariah because, like she said, like more people know about her in our grade, but the matchup is really, I don't know, it's really hard. I can't really pick.
It's more of a coin flip, but I think Mariah Carey is a more powerful woman than Janet Jackson, and Mariah is definitely going to win.
All right, so everyone seems confident about Mariah. I guess we're going to have to wait till people vote. On the matter of voting, coming out soon at the end of this show, you'll be able to vote live on Twitter at Knights Radio. So that link will be posted soon. Right now we're moving into a song called Rhythm Nation, and this is by Janet Jackson.
We are a nation with no geographic boundaries, bound together through our beliefs. We are like-minded individuals, sharing a common vision, pushing toward a world rid of color lines.
Bye.
And that was Escapade by Janet Jackson. And with that, we close out our first half of the second bracket.
Janet Jackson, she began as like a TV actress, and she began to sing like in the late 80s. And she was like a young prodigy because her first song was released at 16.
Wow, so very talented, not only in the music industry, but also in TV as well. Awesome information. We're going to go to a quick break before we come back to close out our final bracket with some Mariah Carey.
Hi, this is Mr. Batinger. I'm a math teacher here at Sterling High School, and you are listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio.
Yeah. every night. I won't see you walk through that door. Time wasn't on your side, it isn't right. I can't say I love you, it's too late to tell you. But I really need you to know. Oh baby, no, I'll never forget you.
And that was Mariah Carey with her final songs, Dream Lover and Never Forget You. And with that, we close out our show. Fifth seed, Mariah Carey, and fourth seed, Janet Jackson. Number one seed, Beyonce and Christina Aguilera.
Mariah Carey has had 14 number one hits. Music Box released in 1993, and her first album was released in 1990, so she's been here for a while.
Coming up Friday, or tomorrow, but most likely Friday, we'll have the pop region coming up and for the next show, and the link to vote will be tweeted out on the Twitter now, so go check that if you want to vote.
All right, so link out on Twitter, Pop Region, tomorrow or Friday. And with that, we say goodbye, and that is the end of our show. Powerful Women's Part 1 is over and out.